Good afternoon. The time is 2 o'clock. Welcome to Vox Pop for this Monday, December 6th. I'm Ray Graff. Support for Medical Monday comes from Doctors Sarchino and McGuire, podiatrists, with offices in Greenwich, New York and Bennington, Vermont. Surgery for the foot and ankle. NYFootSurge.com for more information. Joining us today to answer your podiatric questions is Dr. Douglas Tooman of Hudson Valley Foot Associates. He's a popular guest. Advice is to call early, 800-348-2551, 1-800-348-2551. If your dogs are barking and your feet are hurting, this is the time to call in, 800-348-2551. You can email voxpop@wamc.org. Dr. Tooman and your calls and emails coming up on Vox Pop right after the news. Hello again. Welcome back to Vox Pop, WAMC's live afternoon call-in talk show. I'm Ray Graff. It's Medical Monday, and in the studio this afternoon to discuss podiatry and its related surgeries is Dr. Douglas Tooman of Hudson Valley Foot Associates. Dr. Tooman has been practicing podiatry in the Kingston area for more than 30 years. He's a graduate of the Illinois College of Podiatric Medicine and a diplomate of the American Board of Podiatric Surgeons. He's also a board certified in foot surgery and a fellow of the American College of Foot and Ankle Surgeon. He's also an avid marathon runner. And if you want to be part of the conversation today, give us a call, 800-348-2551. He's also the birthday boy, 800-348-2551. If you have a question for Dr. Tooman or you want to wish him a happy birthday, you can also email us at voxpop@wamc.org. Happy birthday. Welcome to the program, Dr. Tooman.
Thank you for having me. It's a wonderful day to be here, and thank you for the birthday wishes.
I cannot believe you came all the way up here on your birthday. You should be celebrating.
This is celebration.
Ooh, you got a low bar.
With you and the people. This is wonderful.
I'm glad you made it. A couple of emails here to get started, and then we'll hit the phones, 800-348-2551. This one is from Joel. Joel says, I have osteoarthritis all over, including the hallux. An x-ray revealed fusion of the bones. An orthotic insole does not help. I treat it with Tylenol and bourbon, which do help. Oh, Joel, don't mix those two things. It's very bad for you. Joel wants to know if there are any other things he can do.
Well, I'm hoping he's soaking his toe in the bourbon, right?
That's a wiser choice.
So, Joel, let me just say that what you have is hallux rigidus. Hallux is the Latin word for a big toe, and rigidus means that it's full of arthritis. It doesn't bend or move anymore. Big toes are supposed to move about 65 degrees up for normal walking, and yours is arthritic, and that can be related to trauma. It could be related to hereditary predisposition, and if things don't work, then you have choices. You can soak it in bourbon.
And we can
join you in that. Tylenol you have to be careful with over long term for liver issues and other issues.
Yep.
But stiff-soled shoes, taping the toes can help. In our office, we will, for a lot of people who have this condition, which it is very common, we will give a cortisone injection that will often relieve the pain upwards for anywhere from weeks to a year. And if that doesn't work, then we will correct it surgically and do what's called a fusion of the great toe joint. It's already arthritic, but we just get rid of the joint. No more joint, no more pain. You still walk just like you would today, except no more pain.
And so it'll be as stiff as it was, but it won't hurt.
Stiff as it was, and I say he'll walk as good as he's, as long as he's not side to side from the bourbon. Just watch that. So it's very popular these days. But there is treatment for that, and you can get rid of the pain.
Dr. Douglas Tooman joins us today, podiatry on Medical Monday. Another email here. This one's from Peter. Peter writes, I have been experiencing a significant amount of pain on my big toe on my left foot. I have isolated swelling at the intersection of the toenail and skin. I can't tell if the nail is ingrown or not. However, whenever I bump my toe, the pain is excruciating for a few minutes and then subsides. I'm tempted to cut out the nail on the side where it feels like it's digging in, yet I'm afraid that this may exacerbate the problem. Can you give me suggestions that could help ameliorate this situation? I've been cutting the nail relatively straight so as not to have it curve in more, and that's from Peter.
Hey, Peter, and I'm sorry about your big toe. Yes, it does sound like you have an ingrowing toenail, and it's embedded into the side of the skin, and the nerve endings and the tissue get inflamed and irritated. Sometimes, unfortunately, it gets infected and can cause a localized cellulitis. It doesn't seem you're at that level. It's intermittent. On our end, I've been doing this for over 35 years. Removing ingrowing toenails on a permanent basis is probably one of the more, let's just say, grateful patient compliments I get. I wish I'd done that earlier and not suffered with ingrown toenail for the last numbers of years. It's easy to do in an office. And what you do, it's kind of like if you think about a hair as a root or a follicle. Don't think so much, Ray. But if you if you think about a hair has a root, a nail has a root too. And if you just clip the nail back at home, you haven't fixed anything and it's going to continue to grow into the side of that nail bed. So in our office, what we'll do is we'll simply numb the toe. It's very easy. Take away, like, let's say, an eighth of an inch of the nail from front to back. Then we put a little medicine back there that cauterizes the nail, Peter, the nail root. And from that point on, it'll be narrowed by an eighth of an inch, never grow back, and it's secure.
Yeah.
Really wonderful. I'd recommend you see a podiatrist to get that done. On your end, yeah, if you're not getting relief, you can clip the corner back, soak it in Epsom salts and warm water, put a little Neosporin or Bacitracin on it, but best off seeing a podiatrist. Get that fixed once and for all.
What do the Epsom salts do?
Soothing. It's magnesium salts.
Ah.
Yeah, it's very soothing.
I had an ingrown toenail fixed one time by a podiatrist, and it is great. I mean, I've forgotten until you discussed it now that they cut a little strip, and then it's gone.
It's gone and gone forever, and it's a wonderful, easy procedure to do. Minutes.
Dr. Douglas Tooman of Hudson Valley Foot Associates joins us. Yeah, it's his birthday today, if you're asking. 800-348-2551 is the number. Okay, Doc, one more email, since it's close to your heart, and then we'll go to the phones. This is about running. This is from Tim in the 845. I recently started running 5Ks, and I'm wondering about making sure my feet are not facing any issues. I'm 56 and wear nice Brooks running shoes. And that's from Tim.
Hey, Tim, congratulations on getting out there and running. When you are running, by the way, just if you want to keep your feet in good shape, you know, run for fun and fitness. And I always say two words, speed kills. So if you're always trying to get a personal best, that's where you'll get into a little bit of a problem. Brooks are one of my favorite running shoes. I love Brooks. Brooks Ghost, Adrenaline, Addiction. I also love Hoka and a bunch of other shoes that are great, the Hoka Bondis. So I didn't really hear in the note that you're having any issues. You just want to keep
just some helpful advice from one runner to another.
So just keep in mind a few rules of the road. Try to take every now and then a rest day. Don't make every day a speed day. Mix it up a little bit as far as where you run, when you run. If you're going to be on a treadmill in the winter, that's fine. But don't try to do every run at a race pace, because before you know it, you'll have an injury. So just fitness. You're 56. Try to be doing this till you're 96. So just fun and fitness.
Now, what were the two reasons you said to run?
The two reasons I said to run? Running has a million reasons to run.
Well, you said run for?
Run for fun and fitness.
Fun and those are the two.
Yeah, the two, yes.
And for fear. I mean, if you're scared, then you... Let's go to Judy in Dalton, Massachusetts. Judy, you're on.
Hi. I was wondering about my toe. It's the second toe. It's usually longer than the, you know, the main toe, the big toe. But now it's bent, and I have arthritis, but it's bent so that, you know, it's higher, and now it's hitting my boot and really becoming very sore. Now, how can I get it to straighten out again?
Hi, Judy. May I ask you a personal question? What is your age?
You don't have to answer that, Judy.
Nobody knows who you are. Judy, are you still with us? Maybe you're just listening in.
Hello, Judy.
I'm sorry.
There you are, Judy.
Not hearing you well.
Okay. I said, how old are you, Judy? May I ask that personal question?
Oh, I'm 88.
Okay. So, Judy,
I walk my dog, so my boot is really bothering it.
Okay. So, Judy, you have developed what's called a hammer toe, which is a toe that gets bent, and the second toes are prime suspects for hammer toes, especially from their long nature. It usually hits on the end of the shoe, and over time, it will simply buckle that toe up. And now you've got a higher toe, and it's hitting the shoe. Hammer toes are very common, and in many cases, it's a simple fix. But at 88, I'm not sure if you want to take on that fix. So certainly, first recommendation is go to a good shoe store and find a shoe that's very soft on top that has expansion. availability and try to get it so that it doesn't rub on the toe. Of course, in nice weather, you can wear open-toed shoes that don't rub. But in the winter, you got to get something with little spandex or just something that's very soft on top. So depending upon where you live, I know you're in Massachusetts somewhere, find a good shoe store and get really wide toed shoes and high toe box shoes. Extra depth, okay?
Okay, Judy?
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you for the call. Let's take a quick break here. Dr. Douglas Tooman joins us from Hudson Valley Foot Associates, and we would love to hear from you. The email address is voxpop@wamc.org. We'll check the email bag and get to more of your calls in a moment. It's Vox Pop Medical Monday. Ray Graff with you. Dr. Douglas Tooman of Hudson Valley Foot Associates joins us today. The number is 800-348-2551. Let's grab another call or two, then we'll check the email bag and then go back to the phones with the birthday boy, Doug Tooman. And we go to Ann in Newburgh, New York. Ann, you're on.
Hi, Doctor. Happy birthday.
Well, thank you, Ann, very much.
So I had an ingrown toenail removed a few years ago, and now in its place, fungus. I have a very thick fungus that grows in that spot, and I try to cut it back myself. I just want to know if you have any suggestions on how to battle that nasty fungus.
Yes. Well, first of all, and thanks for calling and thanks for the wishes. My first recommendation would be to get out and have a piece of the nail clipped and cultured. I always do that. I say always, usually do that when I see nails, especially if it's just one nail, because there are different reasons you can get thickened, discolored nails that are brittle and look like fungus nails. Of course, one of the reasons is actually fungus in the nail.
Right.
The other reason is it can be traumatically induced, and possibly having a procedure might have induced a change in the nail. So first things first, I would get a culture, and then we usually see people back a week or two later. Then if it is fungus, we can recommend some treatments. There are some wonderful treatments available. There are some medications you can take put on topically, take orally that are now very safe, as well as some laser treatment modalities at home. There are many different types of remedies that you can get over the counter, or tea tree oil, or different kinds of soak remedies. But you can be treating it forever, and it may not be fungus, Ann. So I would just go to a podiatrist, have them culture it, and then if it is fungus, it can be maybe cured. If it's not fungus, you may be stuck with it.
Okay. Very interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, you mentioned tea tree. Does that work if you use it consistently?
Everything can work, and everything
is fungus.
Yeah, everything. It has some antifungal properties, as do many other things like oregano oil or.
Really?
Oh yeah, that can have antifungal properties. Huh. People use Vicks VapoRub. People use all kinds of remedies. They all have a success rate, but they're probably under 10% on these home remedies. But if you're the lucky one and you win that 1 out of 10, you might be lucky. But yeah, but get it cultured first, and then you can know the best remedies.
That's great. Thank you so much. Have a good day. Enjoy your birthday.
Thanks, Ann.
Our number is 800-348-2551. It's Medical Monday. Dr. Douglas Tooman of Hudson Valley Foot Associates joins us. And Jim is in Adams, Massachusetts. Hello there, Jim.
Yay, Ray.
Hey.
And happy birthday to Dr. Douglas.
Thank you, Jim.
Yes, it's only a number, right?
Yeah, it's kind of a large of. Number. Yeah.
It's only a number, whatever your age is.
Right.
You're doing all the good things and right things, eating right and keeping active. All right. My wife has both her inseps are rather high arched or whatever you want to call it. She has a tendency to walk on her toes a lot, it seems. But her left foot is especially a problem. She's got arthritis, she's been told, in it. And the arch is getting higher or more arched or whatever, or whatever, it's giving her problems trying to find shoes that'll be comfortable to wear.
Yes, so you're very nice to call in for your wife, Jim.
Is there anything that can be done, whether it's medically or surgically, to remedy that kind of a situation?
Good question. Obviously, she has a high instep. Usually, as you mentioned, comes about with a high arched foot type. And usually those feet can be somewhat rigid, so they bear weight in the ball of the foot and the heel, but the middle top of the foot gets all stressed. And that's where you, if you look at an x-ray of a foot, it's all like a jigsaw puzzle, and all the bones come together, and there's usually one or two joints, unfortunately, that get some arthritis in that midfoot area. So we have a lot of patients that come in with that. Of course, on a conservative basis, you know, topical pain rubs and, you know, moist, like we said before, Epsom salt soaks or compresses. In our office, we will do injections periodically to afford pain relief. We'll support their foot with an arch support or an orthotic. And occasionally, there's a surgical intervention. But in most cases, it's conservative therapy, Jim. And most importantly is to get shoes that fit properly and don't rub too much. Sometimes you change the lacing pattern so it doesn't press too tightly on the top and aggravate the joints and the nerve endings. But, yeah, challenging problem for her, and best to see a podiatrist to see what remedies can come about. And thank you for the wishes.
But orthotics could help?
Which what?
Orthotics?
Yeah, orthotics, you say, could help.
Sometimes. It depends upon, you know, how the foot is structured. So, yes, and it would be good for somebody to look at it to see if it might be of value. Can't promise you, but sometimes it really helps.
Jim, thanks a lot for the call. The number is 800-348-2551. 800-348-2551. Podiatry Today with Dr. Douglas Tooman of Hudson Valley Foot Associates. And, whoops, Jim in Matamoros. Jim, you're on.
Is tight shoes the main cause of ingrown toenails or some other factor? Happy birthday.
Thanks, Jim. And the answer is, we really opened up this.
Yeah, we did.
And thank you very much, Ray. So, Jim, and for everybody out there, ingrowing toenails have many causes. Hereditary predisposition is one of those causes. Certainly trauma can be another cause. Tight shoes, you know, is, as we mentioned, a big cause. But I see it all the time, and everybody seems to have a different cause. They cut their toenails wrong. They played soccer in high school. They played football. It got stepped on. A horse stepped on it. So there's many different causes, I would say. Hereditary predisposition and the shape of the nail is probably the primary cause, though.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Jim, thanks for the call. As a side note,
yes,
my father once broke his toe.
Yeah.
And this is a story he told us all the time. He was a New York Giants football fan. Pat Summerall was kicking field goals.
Yeah.
And did I tell you this story?
No.
He had a dream that he was kicking a field goal and woke up that he had put his toe through the wall, broke his toe.
He did.
That's a true story. At least that's what my father said. I was not, I don't know.
You sure he wasn't chasing around the house at that
time? No, no. This was before I was even a glimmer in his eye. All right, let's go to Doug in Grafton. Doug, you're on.
Hey, good afternoon. Happy birthday, sir.
Thank you, Doug.
I had polio when I was a kid, and my left leg is three-quarters of an inch shorter than the right. The foot is two and a half sizes smaller. Got very high arch. Do not walk on my toes at all. The toes don't even touch the floor. So I've got 3 points where I walk, my heel, and 2 points under the balls of my feet and my foot. The problem is I build up a callus, and it gets very hard, and when I walk on it, it gets painful. Now, I've had custom orthotics from two different places, and that's fine for maybe shoes that I'm going to go out to shop with or something. But I still like to do a little work. I'm 73, but I want to be able to work around the house and cut firewood and stuff. Now, I'm wondering if there's something like maybe a Botox or something that could be injected there to increase the cushion there, something like that.
Well, it's a good question, Doug, and I'm really sorry you're, you know, one of the unfortunate later people that got polio, and that's a good thing we had a vaccine for that. But, yeah, you have all of the symptoms. You have the high arched foot. It's rigid, the short leg. So you mentioned orthotics. One of the things I might mention to you as well is you may want to go to a good shoe store or somebody that can modify the shoes and put a platform on the outside of the shoe to balance you better. So people don't realize that you can put a lift on the outside of the shoe in the form of a platform, and that might balance you a little better. And I would seek that as one of the treatment remedies. Botox can be used for many things. We used to use collagen injections. We used to use things along those lines. They don't work long term because they wear down very quickly from the weight bearing. They're very expensive and not covered by insurances, so there's nothing permanent there. Mm. There are surgical interventions, Doug, that you can have a small bone spur or a protruding bone removed on that spot. That can be a cure for you. You may want to look into that. But those are the things
if
you can
I did
do.
Something. Excuse me.
Go ahead,
if
Doug.
I did something like remove that spot on that one bone, aren't I just going to push that problem over to a different bone?
Not necessarily. It's possible, but not likely, especially if it's on the outside portion of your foot. You can resect that fifth metatarsal head often and not cause it. If it's in the middle of the foot, it's something different. If it's on the outside, you can resect the outside portion and not cause another problem many times. So if you haven't had that looked at, that's something to consider because you still have many good years ahead of you and you like to be outside and walk and work and enjoy life. And why have pain if it can be corrected? Something to look into, Doug, along with the platform and the shoe.
I've had platforms. And I went to a surgeon in Burlington. I've been to surgeons in Albany, and I've gotten inserts from professional people.
Yep. So, you know, you have a challenging case. There aren't many people like you out there that still have these reactions and complications from the polio. But, yeah, there may be some help for you surgically. Some people don't want to do it. But keep searching. Don't give up. And keep finding, you know, as much cushion as you can on your shoe. Offload those areas. And, you know, go back to the platform and go back to a podiatric surgeon. And see what they can do for you.
Doug, thanks a lot for the call. 800-348-2551 is our number. And Dr. Douglas Tooman joins us today on the program. We go to Lynn in Amherst. Lynn, you're on.
Hi, Doctor. Happy birthday.
Thanks, Lynn.
So my mother has had horrible feet her whole life. She's 98. She's still walking. She has hammer toe everything. She has AAA everything. She's gone to podiatrist her whole life. It's amazing that she walks. So my question is, her grandmother and her mother and herself had ingrown toenails. And when I was 14 or 15, I broke my leg skiing, and I had ingrown toenails too. And the surgeon that I went to see gave me a traumatic experience because I had a cast on my right leg because I broke my tibia and fibula, and because I had an ingrown toenail, he gouged it out.
Oh gosh,
oh boy,
not fun.
I will never forget that as long as I live.
Yep.
And I'm 67 right now.
Mm-hmm.
However, So I've lived through that, and I had operation. You know, I know you said that ingrown toenail surgery is there's nothing to it. I'm telling you. But I can tell it's very hereditary, isn't it?
It is. But, Lynn, it's so important. You were traumatized by someone who wasn't very caring, and that's unfortunate. They traumatized you for life, post-traumatic toe disorder. And at this point, again, if you want to have it fixed, just go to a caring doctor.
No, it's fixed.
Okay, good.
But I can see so I had four children. And fortunately, most of them were they were spared except for my one son, and he had surgery. It was nothing. But I can tell that two of my grandchildren have it.
Oh, boy.
I can tell. And so what's your advice?
They have the ingrowing toenails or the foot deformities?
Oh, yeah.
Or both. Okay. So it depends how old they are. I wouldn't do anything until they complain of pain or infection. Hopefully neither will happen, and hopefully they'll be able to live
you
with it.
You wouldn't do anything until they complain of pain and infection? So I was walking on the outside of my shoe.
Okay, I'm talking about different things. You're talking about ingrowing toenails or other issues?
Yes, ingrown toenails.
Okay.
Because I had pain as a child.
Yeah. No.
And my mother knew that pain. Yes.
So, Lynn, let me just clear the air here. If we're just talking about ingrowing toenails, I wouldn't touch them until they become painful. They're not always painful because they look ingrown and they can be perfectly fine. Many people have issues with the nails that don't need correction until they become problematic, which they probably will, but I would leave it be for now. So don't worry, Grandma.
You're
a good grandma.
So shoes that aren't tight, women that wear high heels and have tight shoes around their toes.
Yes. Mom will check their toes. Don't worry, Grandma. Otherwise, she's not going to let you in the house again. They're going to be fine. Don't worry.
Lynn, thanks a lot for the call. And we are joined today by Dr. Douglas Tooman of Hudson Valley Foot Associates. We go over to Hyde Park. And Leanne, you're on. Hello.
I'm calling to ask a question about my brother. He's been running since he's 17, and he runs, starting with marathons, and he runs ultra marathons. Mm-hmm. At what point, is there a point where he shouldn't be doing it anymore? He's 66.
Well, you better not know he's calling. He's not going to talk to you anymore. So let me just share this. I'm a lifelong runner.
I think at 61 he ran. He said he's going to wanted to run again at one in the 100 Western 100 states in the 70s. I just want to make sure.
He's going to be fine. If he couldn't do it, he wouldn't do it. I'm a lifelong runner, and there are people that have issues, but there are many people that can run, and it has so many health and wonderful benefits for you, physically, emotionally, spiritually, that it'll keep him young and healthy for years to come. So just my advice, root him on and see if he needs some water or an aid person on the course that you can go out there and help him along.
I mean, he may want to check with his cardiologist too, right? I mean, not just the podiatrist.
Good point, Ray. But Leanne, if he's a lifelong runner, he knows what he's doing. So have some fun and encourage him. So let him go.
All right, Leanne. Thanks a lot for that one. What is an ultramarathon?
The marathon is 26.2 miles.
Right, I knew that, yes.
So ultramarathon is things that are bigger distances than that. So typically they're 50 Ks or 50 milers or 100
that's
milers.
I mean, you get in the car, right? I mean, that's a long
way. For most people, yes. But the people who are ultramarathoners, it's kind of crazy because they can go forever and, they are just – it's a different breed. I've done many marathons, never an ultra, desire.
26.2 is your limit.
Yes, that's my limit, and maybe, to the water station after that and the
amazing.
Hot tub.
That's a long – I mean, just thinking about running that far is just so foreign to me. But maybe someday not in this lifetime. Ellison in Goshen, you're on.
Hi, Dr. Tooman, and yes, indeed, happy birthday.
Thank you, Ellison.
I can hardly hear you.
I said, thank you, Ellison. Can you hear me now?
Great.
Okay.
I'm calling with two questions. Hopefully we can get to the second. When I was 16, I was running up the stairs in a very old home, and it was the back stairs. And so the rise was considerable with each step, and the run was really short, small feet. And I managed to hit my big toe of my right foot up against the rise part, and it was instantly agony, and took a long time to, over 20 years, every time I saw anybody in the medical community, I would show them my toe and say, can you do anything about this? And finally, 20 years later, a radiologist did another picture and looked at it, and he said he thought it was likely that I had bone chips in the toe. So he did a surgery on it, and he took 6 bone chips out of my big toe and my right foot. It had been complete agony every time I did anything, like climbing Mount Washington. Since the surgery, it's been better. It's not great, and there's a huge lump on the toe.
Mm-hmm.
When it came to shoes, obviously no heels and all that stuff. I'm grateful not to be faced with that. So I'm just wondering if you have any suggestions of what I can do.
Well, Ellison, it sounds like you could have been a novelist. Your description of age 16, those stairs, it made me want to read the book about what happened next. So you know, there's certainly you've already had some surgery, and I'm not sure how much pain you're living in, but certainly the things that we would recommend, stiff-soled shoes so it doesn't bend so much in the toe.
I'm sorry, what shoes?
Stiff-soled shoes that don't have a lot of flexibility because your toe already has arthritis in it. So the stiffer the sole, sometimes the better, it doesn't bend as much. You know, topical anti-inflammatories, over-the-counter types like Toprosin, Arnicare, you know, Biofreeze. And you may want to see a podiatrist so that they can see if an orthotic with an extension for the gray toe will help you. And also, it's many years since the surgery, possibly, so I would say that you may want to have it x-rayed again to see if the arthritis has set up in there. But, Allison, we got to run, so we're not going to get to that second question, unfortunately. So next time.
You can go very quickly if you want. Very quickly on that.
Quickly if you have a quick question on number two.
Well, I'll skip that, but I wear cane footwear now because that's the only thing that helps with my very high arch and provides a lot of support.
All right.
Fantastic.
Well, thanks so much for the call. Let's take a break right now. We're joined by Dr. Douglas Tooman. We will open the email bag when we return. Vox Pop on WAMC. It's Medical Monday. Podiatry with Dr. Douglas Tooman of Hudson Valley Foot Associates. And the number is 800-348-2551. We'll get back to the phone calls with the birthday boy in a moment. But let's run through some of these emails we got. This one is from Gene. To the podiatrist. That's you. My 74-year-old husband has very sensitive feet, cannot stand to have nails clipped. Consequently, his big toenail is at least 1 inch long. He wears big clogs as shoes. What to do? And that's from Gene.
Well, hopefully you have separate bedrooms, maybe. That will be number one, so there's not a weapon there. Oh, Gene, I'm so sorry. Toenails, most part, aren't that sensitive. You happen to have a husband who is a very sensitive soul, and you know, best bet is take him to a podiatrist. Often they'll use some solution that'll soften the nail a bit. Soak them before you go for maybe half an hour and take them to a professional so you or he do not have to take on that job at home. It sounds like a professional job, but that's a long toenail and it's only going to cause him issues. So take him for professional care.
That's right. Take him for some professional toenail work and watch the look of horror on the face of the person who first gets a look at that toe.
We're used to it.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's good. That's a professional way to look at it. This one is from Mark. People with bunions have a hard time finding shoes. It's either buy shoes that are narrow and press on the bunion, or buy shoes that are so wide that they look like clown shoes. And even if you buy wide shoes, isn't it possible that with more space, the bunion could get worse? What should we do? What are the best shoes for bunion sufferers? And that's from Mark.
Hey, Mark, sorry about your bunion. And, you know, quite frankly, you sound like a bunion sufferer.
Yeah.
And if I were you, I would actually get it looked at professionally as well, get some x-rays, see what stage it's in, because, you know, you really are bothered by your bunion. Some people have bunions, they don't hurt. You can have a bunion, it can be large, and you can wear it in the shoe, it can be, even be tight, they don't hurt. Others, no matter what they wear, it's going to be painful. So in your case, wider shoes, even if you, it's not going to grow because the shoe is wider, Mark. Don't worry about that. Worry about pain. There are some brands of shoes that are wider that don't necessarily have that wide heel at the same time. There's a brand called Altra, A-L-T-R-A. It's a brand called Topo. They're both in the running shoe line, very comfortable. You can get wider width New Balance shoes as well. But it, not easy, but it sounds like you may have benefited from having your bunions removed, corrected, and no longer being bothered with them, Mark.
All right, this one's from Pat. I learned I have Raynaud's syndrome. My toes are often cold. When I wear the wool socks and wool clogs that keep them warm, athlete's foot on my toes flare up. Any suggestions on dealing with these two things at once? And that's from Pat.
Hey, Pat, you're between a rock and a hard place, so to speak. You deal with the Raynaud's first because that can be having more complications. Raynaud's, by the way, for those that don't know, that's when you have cold exposure, like the winter where we live in the Northeast. The little tiny vessels in your toes go into a spasm because blood vessels have muscles in them, even little teeny tiny ones, and the cold makes them spasm. Just like we raise our shoulders and shudder, our toes and little circulation areas can be diminished, and that can cause splotches, irritations. Not necessarily dangerous, but painful. So keep your feet warm, and then maybe get some over-the-counter antifungal remedies that you can put on topically. That might help a little bit. But do your best. Treat the Raynaud's, or another word for it is chilblains, first, fungus second, and just use some topical antifungal agents. And then if you can't get rid of the fungus, go see a podiatrist who may give you a stronger medication.
All right, one more email for now, and we'll try to get to the email bag before the end of the show once again. This one is from Barbara. Barbara says, I've been told I have capsulitis of the third metatarsophalangeal joint, and I'm being treated with diclofenac topical gel. I feel pain in the fourth toe, but on palpation, there is no pain in the fourth toe, but it's in the joint. There's also swelling and heat on the top and bottom of my foot. My podiatrist also mentioned possible tenotomy, I'm not sure which toe, for hammer toe. It doesn't appear to be getting better with the prescribed treatment. Can you address the problem, and how long does it generally last? And just a reminder, if you're writing things in, remember I have trouble reading as it is, so when you have a word with 15 syllables, it's likely I'm going to get it wrong. Let's first start, doctor, with how do you say that word?
It was Barbara. I think, wasn't it Barbara?
Yeah, it was Barbara, but I say doctor.
It's only three syllables. Oh, diclofenac.
Metatarsophalangeal.
You said it absolutely perfectly.
Really?
Yeah, that was unbelievable, as good as any podiatrist can
say. I better go play the lottery then. All right. So
metatarsophalangeal joint capsulitis, and basically the joints behind your toes, they have inflammation, irritation, maybe arthritis, bone spurs, hard to know, caused often by hammer toes or contracted tendons, a lot of stress in those areas. We'll often inject those areas. Diclofenac gel is a topical anti-inflammatory. Ice isn't topical anti-inflammatory. Obviously, it's not working. You need a little more treatment. A tenotomy may help. It's a release of the tendon on top. I would try a cortisone injection before a surgical intervention. Not that the surgery is not indicated or warranted, but cortisone injections may help that area, but certainly can be very painful.
Barbara, thank you for that email. Let's go back to the phones with Dr. Douglas Tooman, Gigi in Gallatin. You're on.
Hi. Yeah, I have a question actually concerning my brother. He is a house painter, and he's on ladders a lot, and he complains about his the undersides of his feet being very tender and even hurting when he walks. Is there anything he can do other short of staying off of ladders?
This is so nice. We have so many people calling in about their brothers.
Yes.
Today. You know, keeping them on their job. So it really depends. There's so many reasons for foot pain. Being on ladders for a profession is very challenging. You know, the first thing I would tell you is, like any person who recommends things, he should have a ladder that has a platform on it versus just the rungs. So he can put his whole foot on it and rest. Sometimes it's very hard when you're a painter and, you know, you got to be up and down all over the place. But a platform would help. Mm-hmm. Shoes that have a lot of cushion, I'm not sure what he has inside of his shoes, but they're very tender. Insoles like Power Steps or other types of cushions could help. But if he has a lot of pain, get him into a foot doctor's office, see if they can make him something to minimize how much he suffers. So that would be a good Christmas present, Gigi, for your brother. You know, gift certificate to the foot doctor's office.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay,
thanks for the call. Dr. Douglas Tooman joins us today, and let's see, we're on the air with Genevieve in Medina. You're on.
Hello. I was wondering what you could recommend to keep a hammer toe from getting really bad. I'm 60. I walk a lot. I'm just noticing a little weirdness on the second toe in on both feet, so I don't know what to do.
Well, it's hard, you know, and you're 60 and you've made it this far without having a very painful hammer toe. First things, as always, Genevieve, is that you want to wear shoes that are big enough in the toe box, long enough. You don't want anything contracting it. Make sure, because we actually grow our feet later in life. We don't realize it.
What?
But yeah, it happens. We're growing different ways. When we're young, we're growing because our bones are growing. When we're a little bit older, we're growing because they're flattening out and the ligaments aren't so tight, so they loosen up. So make sure you're in the shoe size that's most appropriate. Make sure you try half a size bigger. And then you can get these things called gel caps or gel sleeves to wear over the toes. And then, of course, you can wear these little Budin splints that'll hold the toe down. That's called Budin, Budin splints. They'll go over the toe and hold it down in your shoes. So there are some conservative things. And then if you really want to get it looked at, go see a podiatrist who will tell you if you have to worry or not about your hammer toe. Hopefully not.
Genevieve.
Thank you.
So the first thing, one of the things you mentioned, it wraps around the hammer toe and the other toe? Is that what you're speaking of?
Well, the first one is just a gel sleeve. The little gel things that go right over the toe, and they have gel on top, so it cushions you from the shoe. So the little gel sleeves, yes, and they just protect it and cushion it. There's another splint that'll hold it downwards further, and that's called a Budin splint, B-U-D-I-N. So those are different things we might try conservatively to hold it down or cushion it, but make sure your shoes are comfortable, wide and high enough and long enough, okay?
Okay.
All right, great. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Genevieve. Now we go to California. Is this Ethan? Are you really in California, sir?
I am, sir. Yes.
Nice to have you on the show. Where are you in California?
Truckee. It's by Tahoe.
Ah, well, lucky you. And you're on with Dr. Douglas Tooman.
Hey, Doc, quick question. You know, I've been a mountain biker since 1990, and in 1991, I started using SPD clipless pedals, which the sort of the clip goes on your, the cleat goes underneath the ball, the center ball of each one of your shoes, of like where the pads are on the ball of your feet. And over the years, I've gotten, and I cycle about 5 days a week, about an hour and a half per ride. And over the years, I've gotten some neuropathy like around the balls of my feet. And I was wondering if you've heard of problems with cyclists and, and foot problems.
Well, absolutely. And thank you for calling in from Truckee, California. This is wonderful. So, yeah. And of course, as you mentioned, you said over many years, and this is repetitive stress. And because your foot is in the same position, the pedal's in the same position, and everything is in the same area, all the pressure is going on one location. So it's no different than anybody getting a carpal tunnel in their wrist when they're on the typewriter all day long. So you're getting nerve damage in the bottom of your foot. And quite frankly, this is why most athletes retire young, because things like this happen. But this is recreational. You may be more than recreational 5 days a week, and you may be on trails, and it's beautiful out there in Lake Tahoe. So you're going to have to play with your shoe, your insert, the position of the pedal. But there's not much you're going to do about this. You can rub different types of topical medicines on it. But this is repetitive stress, and, you have an area where you've traumatized the nerve endings. If you stop cycling, which I'm not going to tell you to do, you'd probably improve over a period of 6-12 months. But
so a friend of mine who is a podiatrist didn't have any particular answers for me, but he did suggest, and if you find somebody with a problem such as mine or similar, using the clipped, being clipped in on your pedals, so and that pressure is in that one spot, he suggested maybe using flat pedals, and not being clipped in.
Yeah, again, you have to, as a cyclist, figure out what's best for you and how you're going to, are you able to put up with this, or do you want to try, another pedal? I mean, these are things, there are professional fitters out there. Go to a wonderful bike shop, try different things, because you're going to need to keep going over the coming 30, 40 years.
Ethan, how's the weather out near Tahoe today?
Today it's overcast, about 36 about now.
Oh, I think we got you beat for a change. All right, you want to finish up with Dr. Tooman, and then we'll move on.
Thank you very much, Doc. Thank you very much.
Enjoy.
Hey, man, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Let's go to Beth in Del Mar. Beth, you're on.
Greetings, Vox Pop. I assume that's short for Vox Populus, Voice of the People,
I believe so, as the Latin, right?
Yeah. So after grad school, I was working as an archaeologist in downtown Albany on this site from 1792 along the Hudson River. And we brought in this really dirty brass, copper alloy knob that we initially in the conservation laboratory initially thought it was a finial to a walking stick, you know, the little knob. So as we started to clean it up and do use wear analysis, we noticed that it had some rub off on the top part, on the round part of it, and there was a stylized toenail that was etched into it.
Wow.
And the doctor can probably tell you what it was.
What was it, doctor?
I don't know.
It was a prosthetic toe, a brass toe that we found in downtown Albany.
Wow.
So somebody probably had gout or frostbite. It was for the big toe, and boom, popping on the stub, and there you go.
There's brass knuckles and brass other things.
Yeah.
And, you know, now
yeah,
brass
and speaking toes. And speaking of protecting your feet, I could relate to that lady with her, the brother up on the ladders. You really have to protect your plantar tissue. I know I was doing some test pits, jumping on a shovel in the winter, and oh boy, it does a number to you and all that weight as you're going up on the rungs. And the last foot story that I can do to protect your listeners is, in the winter, if you're working outside, never wear cotton socks.
Good point. Those wool socks make a difference.
Yeah, because even if you think it's cold, your feet will sweat, and you'll freeze your toes if you wear cotton socks.
Good point, Beth. Good point, Beth. Cotton's not the best material for winter.
Beth, I love that you have foot stories from an archaeology standpoint. This was great. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it very much. Quickly, we only have about 90 seconds, 2 minutes or so. Let's go to Thomas in New Paltz. Thomas, you're on.
Hey, doctor. I am a rock climber and I'm a hiker. And last summer, I had sprained my left ankle on the outside of the ankle. Mm-hmm. I rolled it. And more recently, about a year later, I'm starting to experience a lot of toe pain in that same foot. It's in the first joint of the toe the toe, and it's starting to turn inwardly, I think. Okay. Do you think that they're related?
You know, it's a good question, and you're a man of the Shawangunk mountain climbing team out there, so enjoy that. But no, I don't think they're related unless you really were immobilized or favored your foot. I think it's possibly just a coincidence. But your big toe joint, it sounds like you're getting either strain, stress, degenerative changes, or other things. And again, you're in tight shoes all the time, but you may want to come in and have it looked at, Tom. Just see what we can do to make you feel better. I would tape it up for a while just so it's not bending when you're in your shoes. I know you have to bend a little bit, but just give it a one wrap around the big toe joint, ease the pain. But yeah, come in and have it looked at, okay?
Hey, Thomas, you don't have one of those brass toes, do you?
I do not, no.
That might help. Hey, thanks a lot for the call. All right, Dr. Douglas Tooman, the birthday boy. Thank you for coming all the way up here today. How do people find Hudson Valley Foot Associates on the web?
Hudson Valley Foot Associates, HVFA.com. I want to wish everybody a happy, healthy holiday season. And you can find us all around the Hudson Valley, everywhere.
Hey, man, did you get anything good for your birthday?
So many wonderful things. Just amazing. I have an amazing partner.
Well, this was the best gift of all, getting to work for free here at WAMC like the rest of us.
Love it. Thank
you. Hey, man,
you.
Happy birthday. Thanks for being here. Support comes from Harhill Group, LLC, offering medical case management for injured workers, their employers, and providers throughout New England, New York, and the Mid-Atlantic. HarhillGroupLLC.com. Once again, thanks to Dr. Doug Tooman for being with us today. Thank you for calling, and thank you for emailing. Thanks to Zach Malloy, our long-suffering engineer, Joe Makowicz, our long-suffering Monday screener. I'm Ray Graff. Tomorrow, we welcome back long-suffering Rich Guthrie to share his suffering with you as we talk birds at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Right now, stand by for the Media Project.